Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, and let's say what's happening to Louis London. The album is called Your Princess is in Another Castle.
Yeah.
Where is she?
Yeah, in another castle.
I dig it. I said when you walked in, you're going to be too cool for me. I can see how this is all going to roll out.
It was good, man.
I hope that at least somewhere on social media we can see what you look like today. Because it's going to be hard for me to like do proper justice to the ensemble, which to you is probably like everyday wear. But I think it's the accessories that are making it. There's like silver ring things going on. Listen to that jingle. Yeah, it's like Christmas came early. It's so much like, and then there's like a satchel thing around your neck, which is got a whole sort of like leather strap vibe going on.
We'll post some pictures after.
I don't quite know what to make of you, Lou, when you walk in.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have to do it.
What, if we had to try and put you into a box, because that's what people like to do.
Yeah.
You would obviously break out of the box, and then you would tell us why you broke out of the box and who you really are. So who are you really?
Who am I really? Kamalam Gulutom Kyamte, Makosa boy from the Eastern Cape.
Dope.
East London to be exact, hence Louis London, Majorbic based musician, art director, slash all round creative, slash crazy guy.
Yeah. I'm just too cool for school. Okay, so tell me about what you were like as a kid.
Yeah. Snap. I was always like drawn towards the arts. As a kid, I used to, you know, really be into like poetry, and of course, the, you know, drawing and whatnot, drawing anime and stuff like that. So I was always like kind of drawn towards the arts and whatnot, and it sort of evolved very slowly into music and into like different forms of expression, fine arts, and into graphic design and into art direction finally.
Yeah.
And yeah.
What do your exes say about you?
My exes? I have no idea. I haven't heard from them.
So it always ends badly. Sometimes people can still be friends.
No, I'm not that type of dude.
But you seem like you're quite like an intense personality. Like it's, if you're going to love hard, you're going to love hard. If you're going to work hard, you're going to work hard. If you're going to play hard, you're going to play hard.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Like, it's like, I don't know how much balance there is.
No, you should definitely never be, you know, in between with anything. You should definitely like, you know, just throw it all in there. Yeah, that's enough about exes.
Producer Palesa, I don't know. I think he's too cool for me. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sustain a full 20 minutes here. This guy's too cool for school, right?
I suddenly felt like I was underdressed when he walked in. Is this like what is normal people dress on a normal Thursday?
I woke up like this too. You know what I mean?
You see?
I woke up like this.
Let's actually angle it like this. What else have you done today? Like, give me an insight into like the nitty gritties day to day of your life. Because if I'm picturing what you did today, you probably just like stood in a blank white room, threw paint on the walls, and then recorded a song, and then like, I don't know, it's difficult for me to figure out what a guy like you does like in an average day.
Yeah.
It's definitely not normal.
Interstellar, you know what I mean?
Of course it's interstellar.
Hopped on my rocket ship, you know. Went to Mars, you know, came back. I was like, ah, man, we gotta go back to Earth. All right, cool. Then we did that, you know what I mean? And then he told me about, you know, this interview. I was like, all right, dope. Got something else to do.
I'm gonna be there.
Yeah. I gotta be there. There's another form of space. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So what does that mean you did today?
Okay. Like I said, I'm an art director. Got up, you know, went to go meet my team, you know, started brainstorming ideas, just like wild creators. These are the two guys. Snooze is a comedian, you might know him.
Snooze.
And Steph. So, yeah, we just like get together, drink a lot of coffee and a lot of alcohol, you know, bounce ideas, make great things.
Yeah, you've worked with some really, really cool brands in that space, from Coca-Cola to some stuff for Toyota, to MTV Bass, to Debonairs, loads and loads of different things. You even had a freelance music piece exhibited by Rolling Stone, which is pretty cool, right?
Yeah. When Rolling Stone came into the country, I was like, damn, you know, I gotta work with these guys, you know, because I was an aspiring writer. I mean, of course, from the music writing and whatnot. But definitely wanted to take it into a journalistic space, or, you know, writing longer pieces. And Rolling Stone was a perfect fit. So I wrote a couple of articles for them, you know, did some music reviews and covers and stuff like that. Which was fun. Beyond that, I'd still like to pick that up, maybe like write for like, I don't know, Vice.
Yeah.
Vice, I say. You know what I mean?
So see that happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Louis London. We're going to play a track now. It's called I Got You.
Yeah, yeah.
Take me through the process, the whole situation.
All right, cool. So on the album, it's got this like sort of linear progression where the album opens up with Fire is the New Black. It's this like super bravado, super macho, like scream with this crazy guitar, royal drums. It's a pretty big opening. And it establishes the character who's essentially, what's the word, bulletproof to love, bulletproof to everything. And he kind of, yeah, meets his match, and we follow him through this journey of, love, destruction, and a turmoil, insecurity, more bravado.
By the way, I'm just opening the album, that's the sound you're hearing.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Just rip it open.
Yeah, you gotta do it, or either open it or, like, you know, just, like, leave it in the plastic on, like, a wall or something.
No, I want to see what's inside the book in that.
Yeah, yeah, there's, like, lyrics. I got like lyrics, went super old school with that.
Yeah, it's so cool. Okay, you were telling me.
Yes. So I Got You is the part of the journey that I take the listeners on, where he's essentially falling in love with a girl, and yeah, it's almost like a booty call, like a late night thing. You get me, like, yo, you're on texts, you know. I got you. Who's your midnight giver? Who's your love dealer?
Yeah, you look like you have a lot of sex.
Sex is great. Like, you know, I feel like it's underrated, you know? Sex is amazing. That's like one of my messages, you know, that I really want to
have
to
more spread. Sex.
Yeah, 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 definitely. Spread positivity in sex.
It's a great bit.
joking, guys.
One more time, just
that was time. Yeah. Hey guys, hey now, you know, kids.
Public service announcement.
Don't do sex.
No. Kids. I want the message you gave me just now.
No, spread positivity and sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make the world a better place.
Listen, I think you're actually too cool, which is why I'm getting nervous here. The lyrics that I got you say, when I'm home, I'm calling you up. Are you alone? Got your bones, all of them in my attention, true, too true. And then it says, did you look at the time? It's in your mind, my.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you? This is why I was asking what your exes say about you, because it seems like you're quite an intense lover.
Yeah. Yeah, well, my girlfriend right now wouldn't want to chat about exes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
but
okay.
I'm a very intense lover, you know, with her.
What does that mean?
I love her intensely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So everything against the wall or nothing.
All right, it's called I Got You. More with Louis London, other side of this. I mean, you just come across really cool, Louis. I think I've said that a couple of times now. What is it that you want to do with this whole thing? What is it that your objective and goal is in this very artistic, and I didn't say musical for a reason, because I think what you're producing, whether it's the album cover art, whether it's the song, whether it's the visuals, is more art than what it is musically defined.
Thank you.
Although maybe it's rooted in music. But what is the objective?
I think where it comes from for me, or what like sort of drives me or whatever, or fuels me on a daily basis, is kind of like the impact that what we're doing is going to have on like the next generation of South African artists. You know what I'm saying?
Why you care about people that are, you're so young yourself? How on earth could you give a shit about who's coming after you?
I mean, nobody, well, like, we're kind of like trying to, well, what I'm trying to do is take this sound thing and the sound exploration to a whole new space.
Okay.
Like, for example, the video for Killer Killer just landed on TV. And it's like, it's so, you know, different to whatever you see out there right now on South African television. You know what I mean? It kind of opens minds or opens eyes to like what is possible. This is what I strive for, you know what I mean? Not only to sort of break my own barriers, but to, you know, lead a fearless path as I go along.
I'm watching the visuals for it right now, and there's, yeah, I mean, the lighting and everything is incredible. I mean, the video essentially follows sort of a crime story, right?
Killer being
there's a woman in her underwear and she's tied to a chair, and then you're at the blinds and you're stressed and you're communicating on comms to, I think,
El Policia. Yeah. So basically it is a hostage situation. It's about killing her killer. At the end, I mean,
killing,
I don't want to spoil
it.
Killing her killer, not in fact killing her. Her killer.
She's tied up though, so I thought you're gonna kill her.
Yeah. That's where it would start. But then there's a twist at the end of the video, revealing that her killer, you know, was in
it's
fact
incredibly
him.
Well lit. You got to check it out. It's like lots of tones of blue, tones of red.
Yeah. We
and
definitely.
It's quite stressful, the whole setup there.
Definitely. I had this like very graphic novel esque thing in my head that I kind of wanted to portray, even with the acting and the, you know, the harsh use and intense use of colors, the saturated sort of feel. It reminded me of a graphic novel, and it's this hostage situation. Then at the end, we reveal that, you know, it's in fact, you know, the guy who has the potential to hurt her that must be killed, or the part of him at least.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. I mean, you must thoroughly enjoy putting something like this together, right?
Absolutely, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now the police are moving in. Okay, I'm going to watch the whole thing.
It's a whole SWAT thing, you know? Yeah.
It's a whole story there.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Well, listen, it's been very, very cool having you in. The album is called Your Princess is in Another Castle. And if you had to summate the body of work in a sentence, how would you summate it? Other than Your Princess is in Another Castle, which is the title.
Yeah. I could put it in a word. Fearless.
Well, that's a great word. We're living in a day and age where people have a lot of fear, so to be fearless and to put out work that is fearless is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Tell me about the last time you cried.
Oh, man. That's deep. It was probably in a fight with my girlfriend. I just suck. Why don't you love me? Why don't you love me? Okay, and then we made up.
It sounds like you're quite an intense relationship.
I mean, I don't know. I guess like artists are like prone to.
Oh, she also an artist.
Yeah. She's got an incredibly like artistic mind. She helped me actually put together the video for Killer Killer.
We kind of
like bounce off each other in terms of like. You know, ideas, spirituality, just our frequencies.
Everything the average couple does, make music together. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is make
some
art.
Go to the movies, some make art together.
Yeah, man.
Are you guys living together?
Sort of. Kind of.
Okay.
Sort of, kind of. She has a key.
Okay.
So, yeah, we live
together.
Does
she have a toothbrush?
Yeah, no. She has a toothbrush.
Okay.
So,
so then, and
it's
what
pretty
is
official.
Your space
the toothbrush is,
like?
Is official, you know what I
mean?
What
does your space look like? I'm so curious.
Right now, I have a microphone stand right next to my TV. I have, you know, just like pieces of work I did like in first year of varsity on my wall. A bunch of guitars like lying around.
Exactly,
it's pretty messy actually right now.
I have the exact same setup. Lots of guitars and microphones everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dope, though.
Nah, I'm kidding.
No, you know. I'm like, all right, cool.
Listen, it's been so cool hanging out. How do we find you all over social media, Lou? But I love that you thought that I might. Okay. Makes me feel I have some strength.
Come on, man. So, yeah, you can find me on social media with LOUI_LVNDN. So that's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Everywhere. It's called Your Princess is in Another Castle. Louis London, thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah, get the album. It's out in stores. It's out in iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, Spotify, Tidal, all in all.
Very exciting. You, by the way, have a far cooler voice, I think, than what I do. So I'm actually going to give you this live read to do. I think you're going to be way better than I do.
Oh, snaps. Let's try this out.
And I want you to go, because this voice of yours can... It started out so... I want to go back to how it started out, which was super, super low. It's a whole thing. Yeah.
Right,
just like...
Cool.
Because
so how,
you know
so
what
how
the
are
trick
doing
is?
Yeah.
The trick is that O'Neill's show, the show that you're speaking about in this live read, is actually like it's a really cool show.
Right.
So then here comes me... and I'm like, oh, catch the da-da-da-da-da. It sounds very boring and very uncool. So we need to make you this. Do it, and it'll sound cool. It's just that those top three sentences, right, there, those cool. top three paragraphs. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Cool. Okay. Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest live read of all time from Louis London. The album is called "Your Princess Is in Another Castle." But what does your live read sound like when done by cool right. people?
Let's test the skills out.
Okay. Go low, bro.
Cool. Are you looking for a musical podcast with a twit? With a twist? Catch the O'Neill Africa Experience on Cliff Central, unlocked by Castle Light. Just Fix and True Verb Music astounded a live audience at a lifestyle home garden center when they performed a cappella in the latest episode of O'Neill Africa Experience. Download the podcast today on the Cliff Central website or app, or anywhere you get podcasts. Please don't forget that Castle Lights are bringing you award-winning artist Chance the Rapper to the exhilarating Extra Cold Experiences. The concert takes place on the 30th of April at the Ticket Pro Dome. Get your tickets now at CompuTicket. You don't want to miss this. Castle Lights Unlocks exclusive.
I think you were fantastic. Round of applause.
I gave it a shot.
Saying, well done,
eh? I tried, man. You know what I mean?
Was good.
You don't give me no time, you know?
He's got a wonderful voice.
He does, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, he should. He's a recording artist, so he would hope so. Louis, thanks so much for stopping by. That, by the way, is it for today's edition of Kelman on Cliff Central. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.